Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You miss one show and you just know, you never know what you're going to miss on here. Yesterday we had a guy called Billy Two Thumbs on the show.
Legends.
The legend of Billy Two Thumbs. So we thought after hearing that name yesterday, we'd bring it back today. The nickname detective.
Listen here, see. Do you have a nickname?
Well, we are the nickname detective.
Give us your name and the situation surrounding the creation of your nickname, and the nickname detectives, Carson and Kennedy, will guess your nickname.
It's stupid, see?
But that's what we do here on the show. Carson and Kennedy's Nickname Detective.
617-655-1234. So to explain how this works, you call in. We want to hear the story of how you got your nickname, not the nickname. We want to hear the story of how you got your nickname. And then the three of us will try and guess. How do you say we normally do it, this Kennedy?
Very poorly.
I don't know if we've ever got one.
I think you got one once.
I did get one time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't remember what it was.
Me neither, but I do remember you.
I do, but a girl was named Enema Emily, and you got that right.
Dan, how do you...
That's incredible, Dan.
Your memory.
Can't forget Enema Emily.
Thank God for you.
That'll stay with you.
All right, again, 617... Well, 655.
I threw it up there and you dunked it.
Thank you.
What?
That is out of here.
617-655-1234. The nickname detective. We have Amanda from Framingham. So again, don't tell us your nickname. We want to know, how did you get your nickname?
So I was the only girl growing up in my neighborhood. There were tons and tons of kids, but for some reason it was a bubble of almost all boys. And I was just running with the boys, skinning my knees, climbing trees, skateboarding down the hill on your stomach, all kinds of stuff. And one of the boys just gave me this nickname, and I wanted to kill him for it.
Oh,
okay. Let's see.
I was just more of a tomboy, and this didn't fit me.
Huh.
Oh, so okay, so it has to be a girly name then if you were a tomboy and hated it.
Kind of.
Huh. Amanda Hug and Kiss.
I know, right? That's where
that's
my head
the
was
easy
going.
One. Amanda Hug and Kiss.
I got that all the time, too.
Yeah, no, okay. That's not it, Kennedy.
So you think it's a girly name, Dan?
Well, she said she was a tomboy and this didn't fit her at all.
Huh. Barbie?
I could be way off.
Oh, Barbie's
I'm
a pretty good one.
I know, I'm really bad.
Princess.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, no.
What was it?
Cupcake.
Oh, I was kind of in the
ball. Good, you
Dan.
Were there.
That was good. You were there. You were tracking.
Right church, wrong pew.
All right. Well, it was nice to meet
Thanks,
you, Cupcake.
Princess.
Thanks for calling into the show.
Thank you.
Bye.
Right, bye-bye. Rita's from Lowell.
Lowell.
Good morning, Rita.
Good morning.
Okay, nickname detective.
Lowell.
Don't tell us your nickname, but tell us how you got the nickname.
I was 17. I was at high school in the first day of biology class, and everybody gave each other raunchy nicknames.
Raunchy nicknames?
Mm-hmm.
First day of class.
Okay.
So was it, I mean, did you know the people who were giving this nickname? Was it because of something you did, or was it just people were on the fly making up nicknames?
We were just making up nicknames in the class.
This is going
to
be
So there's no context to why you have this nickname.
So can I ask this question? Wait, I don't want to know your age necessarily. What year did you graduate high school?
81.
Oh, okay, this is a different time, Kennedy. Who knows?
The only thing I think of when I think of biology class is frogs.
Right. Did it have anything to do with biology or science? It
has everything to do with procreation.
Rita the sex machine.
Rita the man eater.
Oh,
if it's not, it should be.
Ripping Rita. I don't know. What was it?
Do a procreation.
Backseater Rita.
Backseater Rita?
Holy crap.
Oh my God. I told you the 80s were different, Dan.
Now, did you enjoy being called Backseater Rita in high school?
I'm going to tell you, I was not any more promiscuous than any other girl. It just rhymed with Sita.
Did it become a self-fulfilling prophecy?
As always.
Yay, that's my girl. Go get him, Rita.
That's great. Thanks, Rita. Have a good day. 617-655-1234. So Backseat so Rita.
Get it, girl.
Imagine?
Get it, girl.
First day of school.
It's a good nickname.
Yeah, not if you're Rita.
Sounds like something the Jake Giles band would sing about.
Backseat Rita. All right, 617-655-1234. We want to hear the story behind your nickname, and then we'll try and guess what it is. 617-655-1234. It's Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.